Todd Golden, head basketball coach at the University of San Francisco, who is a part of the Coaches Coalition for Progress. Todd, thanks for the time.
Sarah, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
So tell us how this idea of a coalition of coaches hoping to foster community relationships, improve academic and athletic opportunities for under-resourced youth, how this idea came about and why it's particularly important to the current moment.
Honestly, the current moment had a lot to do with it, to be honest. Myself being a head coach and being a white head coach, in the landscape, wanted to find a way to be, progressive, productive, and for lack of a better term, kind of put our money where our mouth is in terms of wanting equality and unification across all platforms. And so myself and a couple of the guys on my staff got together and started shooting ideas around. And, we thought, building a coalition of coaches would be a great start because of our platforms and the fact that, we have a lot of minority student athletes within our programs who are going through a very difficult time and they need to be supported. And so we got together, we got six of us did and built the Coaches Coalition for Progress. And really it's turned into a two-prong approach. We have a membership fee for coaches. It's $50 who sign up and the money that we raise there will go to, the academic and athletic equipment to youth in, underserved areas to try to give them put them on an even playing field, for lack of a better term. And then, as coaches, we're going to, implement different things within our program, really, educating our teams on different histories of injustices across different races and backgrounds and engaging in tough conversations and inviting community leaders, whether it be law enforcement or public safety on our campuses to come and engage with our team in a more, or I should say a less volatile environment where hopefully they can, see more of a human element in each other. And then the last piece is really to do a better job serving the community. I think we have great student athletes within our programs who can, act as role models for younger kids and hopefully get them on a better path at an earlier age.
Coach Golden, in the article I read about the great stuff you guys are doing up there and working with three other schools with this, and you talk about your six charter members, but you talked about a conversation you had with some of the black players within your program and how that really opened your eyes. Can you elaborate on what that conversation was and how it opened your eyes?
Yeah, absolutely. I take a lot of pride in, as a younger coach, having great relationships with my young men in our program, our student athletes. And, so as, after George Floyd was murdered and everything with all the social unrest going on, I opened the door to have, a lot of transparent conversations with these guys and kind of just gave them the floor to tell me how they were feeling and what I might be able to do to help. And, one thing that really resonated to me is, I have a young man in my program by the name of Khalil Shabazz, who's a young man from Seattle, Washington, and he's a great student. He's a 3.3 GPA. Never been in any trouble in his life. He's a great, great role model for younger kids. He's a young man who I would want my son to be like when he grew up. And one of the things that he said was that, and he's 20 years old and he's never had a positive interaction, with a police officer in his life. And to me, that really struck a chord. And I thought, there's obviously, a negative light being shed on law enforcement right now. And deep down, I hope that, most police officers do it to protect and serve and to benefit our country. And I thought if we can kind of engage and get, our student athletes with, like I said, our public safety on campus or maybe at the law enforcement here in San Francisco, and then on a macro scale, other coaches do it in their communities. Maybe we can bridge that gap a little bit and provide an opportunity for each side to realize that they're people just like the other side. And these volatile situations might be bringing out negative and the worst in some people. But if we can do it where there's more of a human element, then maybe we can make these encounters have better outcomes, as they happen in the future. So that was really the push and kind of one thing that struck a nerve with me and got me kind of thinking down this line.
Spain and Company. We're talking to Todd Golden, head basketball coach at University of San Francisco on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. He's a part of the Coaches Coalition for Progress, newly started, looking for members, looking for people who want to get involved. Todd, you know, there's this interesting dynamic where so much of the work that has to be done right now needs to be done by white people, but also there's a need to be educated and to understand fully the experiences of black people in our country. Are you comfortable and ready to be uncomfortable in this moment? How do you feel about your place as a white man trying to lead these conversations, and how do you anticipate being able to bring in other voices to help you?
No, it's a great question, and honestly, I'm just trying to do my part, and if that leads to some uncomfortable conversations or if that leads to some places we haven't been before, that's fine, you know, and I feel like you know, through the relationships that I've formed, you know, through my basketball life, which has, you know, given me a much more diverse perspective of the world, you know, I feel confident that I can help bring people together. And that was a real reason why we're pushing to do this, is because each of us individually, you know, feel like we can have honest conversations with whether it be white folks or African-American folks and bring these people together and unify. And I think, you know, a big thing also is everything right now is so divisive, you know, whether it's social media or whether it's, you know, just regular TV media. I feel like it's trying to pull people apart. And, you know, and as Jordan, as you know, being a former basketball player and a former student athlete, and Sarah, I know you've been in the sports world for a long, long time. Sports is a great vehicle to unite people if you use it properly. And I think that's something that I can do as a leader on my campus. And if we have to get to some uncomfortable places, that's fine, as long as it results in positive progress and change.
You know, we've seen with college coaches, Coach Golden, that some of them have been missing the mark, and that's to put it kindly here. But Gundy in the news there at Oklahoma State for his failure to simply be a good person, and by my estimation, and look, that's up for everybody to make their own judgments there. I've made mine. I'm making it clear how I feel about Gundy and what he's done at Oklahoma State. But I ask you on a bigger picture, being a college coach, and I feel like the definition or the expectation of a coach is now going to be more clearly defined and being more in tune with all your players from all walks of life. Having talked to you, it seems like that's always been your approach, but how do you think the definition of a college coach is changing in this landscape?
You know, I think my best answer to that is, you know, I think in the past, regardless of race, but, you know, really coaches thought it, as long as, you know, we were good people and, you know, made sure our side of the street was clean, we were good husbands, good fathers, that would be enough in terms of being a good role model for the student athletes within our program. And transparently for me, you know, this whole time has been a real eye opener and has gotten me to understand that's just not enough. You know, we have to use our platforms and use our resources to go above and beyond what we thought was enough in the past. And, you know, that's where for me, as I continue on, and hopefully I'm able to do this for a long time, that's going to be my charge is, you know, and one thing I've referenced is we've done some community service here and the University of San Francisco in our program, and we've done it on campus in our gym. But one thing that I'm really going to push with not only our coaching staff, but with our players over the next, you know, handful of years is being more present in the community, going out into different parts of California, whether it's Oakland, San Jose, you know, different areas that might be a little underserved, and using our resources and using our manpower to go and shed a positive light and really just kind of going and taking another step above on that. So, you know, I think it's really important that we listen, you know, that we understand, you know, where our student athletes are at. And, you know, all 14, 15 guys on our team come from different backgrounds. And it's really important for me to understand that one guy, you know, might be coming from a higher socioeconomic background, and one might be coming from a tougher one, and I can't communicate with them both the same, and that they maybe have to be treated differently, but with the same level of respect, and really just kind of taking another step in that human element, I think is important. But you know, we're always judged on wins and losses, but at the end of the day, for me, moving forward, you know, the character development piece is equally, if not more important. You know, we've done a really good job getting our guys graduated and arming them to be successful as they take the next step of their careers. But, you know, just, again, it's just going above and beyond and just knowing that if you keep your side of the street clean, it's just not enough.
Well, I'm glad to hear that there are, especially young first-year coaches like you, that already feel like you have the power and the voice and authority to get moving on projects like this. And thank you so much for coming on and talking about it.
No, absolutely. I appreciate you guys' interest. And, you know, this thing started kind of small, and it's grown pretty quickly. And, again, we're just going to do it with good hearts and try to unify people and, you know, bring people together. So I appreciate it. And, you know, we're always here at the University of San Francisco to help. So thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, appreciate it, Todd.